The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 12, 1975 in London, England.
Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nityanana Singharatan Mandiramadhyanadu Yuktascha Bhaktangscha Nijanyatopi Bandhi Gurasri Sharanadu. So, this is one of the items to learn how to decorate the deity. Sri Vigraha. Sri means Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi. Krishna is always associated with Lakshmi. Srimati Radharani is the original Goddess of Fortune. And as all other Vishnumurti, Narayana, Ramadi Murti Sukala Niyamena Tishthan, Krishna is always existing. Tishthan means existing with many other forms simultaneously. Ram Nishinga Varaha and Narayan Vishnu. So Vishnu and Narayan, there are many expansions you have seen on the cover of Srimad Bhagavatam. There are different planets, and each and every planet there is a predominating deity, Narayan, Vishnu. They have got different names. So he's always associated with his eternal consort as well as devotees, many thousand millions in the spiritual world. In the material world, the creation of the material world is 1/4 demonstration of the whole creation. And this is one of the universes. In the material world, there are innumerable universes. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by one of his devotees that, "Sir, you have come, you just liberate all the residents of this universe," and that will make me very happy. "And if you think they are so impious, they cannot be liberated, then I am ready to take up their sinful activities, but you take them away." At that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that even one universe is liberated, still there are so many universes. This universe is just like one master seed in the bag of a master. So just imagine how many universes are there. All these together, that is 1/4 energy demonstration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, "Ekangshena sthito jagat." It is only 1/4 the demon manifestation. The 3/4 manifestation in the spiritual world. So, Just imagine God's creation. It is inconceivable by us, but we can learn it by sravanam. That is the only way. We, even in this material world, in this universe, we have heard of so many planets, but it is not possible to go and see. They cannot go even in the moon planet. And still they are very much proud of their advancement of knowledge. So we cannot understand him. But if we patiently hear from the right source, then we can may have some conception. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, parastasmat bhava nya. Bhava, sabhava, or nature. There is another nature. So we have to hear. By hearing, this is the beginning of bhakti. Sravanam. Sravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu. We have to hear, and after hearing, we have to repeat. That is called kirtanam. So, in this way there are 9 different processes, you know. Navadha bhakti, sravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasam sakham atmanivedanam. So, because these activities, devotional activities, are on the spiritual platform, all of them are absolute. It is not that if you are hearing but you are not chanting, then your result will be little less than the other who is hearing and chanting. No. It is absolute truth. Just like if you test a sugar candy, lump of sugar candy, from any side you test, the sweetness is there. There is no difference that if you test this side, then it is more sweet than the other side. Krishna is complete, absolute truth. So, any side, if you become expert in hearing, that is as good as one is engaged in other 8 processes or 9 processes. That is stated in this shastra, just like Parikshit Maharaj. He simply listened. He did not do any other process. Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikshit. They got liberation simply by executing one of the 9 different processes. So, Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikshit Abhavad Vaiya Sagikirtana. Parikshit Maharaj got liberation simply by hearing. And Sukadeva Goswami, he got liberation simply by chanting. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, he got liberation simply by memorizing, smarane. Lakshmiji, simply by serving the lotus feet of Narayana. So, Krishna consciousness is in the absolute platform. There is no relativity. In the temple, I say, as there are so many different duties, one is worshipping directly the deity, decorating the deity, and the other is washing the temple. It does not mean that the one who is cleansing the deity is less important than the person who is in the temple room, deity room. No. Because it is absolute. The deity, as the deity is important, similarly, the floor of the temple is also important. Same importance, because it is absolute. So, in executing our devotional service, we are engaged in different duties. Somebody is cooking, somebody is decorating the deity, somebody is cleansing the floor, somebody is going to sell books, somebody is doing something, everything, nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe, in relationship with Krishna. Because the relationship is there with Krishna, then every activity which we are doing, that is complete. There is no such material distinction. It's like here in the material world, somebody is sitting in the office chair and somebody is cleansing the office. So the cleaner is supposed to be lower than the officer. But in the spiritual world, there is no such distinction. The officer and the cleaner, they are of the same importance. That is, even Krishna with Krishna, that is spiritual world. In Vrindavan, the cowherd boys, they are playing with Krishna on equal terms. They do not know Krishna is God. They simply know how to love Krishna. That's all. There is no need of thinking that Krishna is greater than the other cowherd's boy, their living entities. There is no such sense. Krishna wants that. That is Goloka Vrindavan worship. Simply, the center is Krishna and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they love Krishna and they do not know anything except Krishna. This is Vrindavan life. Everyone knows that Krishna is my very intimate friend. Somebody knows Krishna is my son. Somebody knows that Krishna is my master. Somebody is thinking Krishna is my lover. But center is Krishna. The cows, the calves, the friends, the gopis, and the cowherd's boy, Krishna's father, and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's mother, Yashomati, everyone's center is Krishna. How Krishna will be happy? This is Vrindavan life. If we try to follow the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, how to love Krishna, then our life is successful. That is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Pumartha means purushartha or the goal of life. The goal of life in the material world, generally, not for the animals, but for the human being, the goal of life, generally, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. dharma, artha, kaam, moksha. Some people are interested to become pious, religious, because by becoming pious and religious, their economic development will be automatically there, and some of them are interested in simply in economic development for satisfaction of the senses, and some of them, they are considered to be the topmost interested in liberation. But a Krishna conscious devotee, he is not interested in either of these four items. He is interested how to love Krishna. That is pure devotion. That is pancham purusharth. So people do not know it. Nati vidu sartha gatin he Vishnu. People do not know it, generally. If one is very pious man, he wants to be religious, moralist, religious. And others, karmis, they are interested how to develop economic position. And others, they are simply interested in sense gratification. This is material world. And when these material stick persons are disgusted, then they want liberation. Their liberation means to become one, merge into the existence of the Supreme. That is not very difficult. They give the example that the water mixes with the vast mass of water, they become one. But that is not the fact. You can make an experiment that you take a little red water and put it in the ocean. The ocean does not become red. So, chemically also, the water, the composition of molecules of water. But it is mixed with water. That is a fact. But there is another process which evaporates the water. Suppose you are mixed with the water, the Mayavadi philosophy, then let us mix with the big water, then I become big. Because here in the material world, he tried to become big in so many ways, but he could not become big, therefore he wants to merge into the biggest Brahma, so that he thinks that he will become. He is already Brahma. So the Brahma effulgence is a combination of so many sparks of living entities. So this philosophy, to merge into the big Brahma, Supreme Brahma, or effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, that is not very secure position. It is said in the Shastra that arujya kritchena parang padang tataha patanti adha, they fall down. We have seen that many Mayavadi philosophers or sannyasi, they give up this world as mithya, false. But after some time, they again come to this false material world, false of philanthropic world, humanitarian world, because they could not get Krishna. If you have left this world as false, then why you are coming again to give service to the world? No, they could not get. Arujya kichena parangpadam. Parangpadam means Brahma. Patanti adha, they fall down. Why? Anadita jusmat angraya. Because they neglected the lotus feet of Krishna. They did not get any shelter. It's like if you go very high in the sky, but if you don't get a shelter, then again you come back. Just like these moon planet goers, they attempted many times jumping, but they could not get any shelter. They have come back again. Now they have, I think, left arm. The grapes are sour. After jumping, the jackal, when he could not get the grapes, then he says, the grapes are sour, that is, nodding. So these so-called scientists, after jumping like the jackal, could not get any place in the moon planet, and they have come down again. It is not possible. You cannot go to any of the planets, although they are material. You cannot, just like you cannot go to any country without getting the visa permit. Similarly, there are many planets. They are open for your entrance, but not in that way. That by force you will go. That is not possible. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, "Janti deva vrata deva." You have to qualify yourself to enter into such planets. They are called heavenly planets. You cannot enter by force. Therefore, your condition. We are not free. We are conditioned. We should always remember that we are conditioned by the material nature. We are not free, we are not independent. That we are forgetting. At the present moment, the trend of civilization is that everyone is thinking that he is independent. He can do whatever he likes. He can manufacture his own process of religious principles. These, madden ideas are there. No. Religious principle you cannot manufacture. Just like law, you cannot say that I will manufacture my own law. No. That is not possible. Law means state's law, and you have to abide by that. That is law. You cannot avoid it. You cannot say that I won't accept the state laws, I will make my own laws. That is not possible. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the laws and the regulation given by God. That is dharma. Therefore Krishna said, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. This is real dharma. And Bhagavat says, dharma prajjita koitava atra. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, all cheating types of religious principle is rejected. The real dharma is to surrender to Krishna. That is real dharma. And any religion which does not teach this principle to surrender to God, Krishna, and love Him, that is real religion. Therefore, Bhagavad teaches that real religion, Bhagavad Dharma. And Bhagavad declares in the beginning that all cheating type of religious system is rejected, kicked out. Projita. Projita means just like you wash your floor or sweep your floor and collect the dust and throw it away. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the what is called unwanted so-called religious system, they have been collected and thrown away. Here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is only one religious system, which is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, in the last chapter, 18th chapter, the Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam. If we accept this principle, then we enter into the Bhagavad Dharma. Otherwise, there is no entrance in the Bhagavad Dharma. So, the Bhagavad Dharma is meant for Paraman Nirmasarana. Masarata means one who cannot endure or can tolerate others' advancement. That is called Masarata. That is the nature of everyone. Everyone is trying to advance more. The neighbor is envious. Oh, this man is going ahead. I could not. This is, even if he is brother, even if he is son, this is the nature of it. So therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma is not meant for such persons who are envious. It is meant for the Paraman Nirmasana, who has given up this envy or envious attitude ultimately. Now how it is possible? It is possible only when you have learned how to love Krishna. Then it is possible. Then you will see that everyone is Krishna's part and parcel. So he is suffering for want of his Krishna consciousness. Let me speak something about him, about Krishna. Let me give some literature to him about Krishna, so that one day he will come to Krishna consciousness and become happy. This is Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam process. We should ourselves also continuously hear from authoritative literature person and continuously go on chanting the same thing, repetition. That's all. Then everything will be happy atmosphere. Otherwise, the crows assembly in the garbage will continue and nobody will be happy. Thank you very much.